Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the universe and in our island skies. As usual, we turn to our friend Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, and this week's report. Hey, Christopher, what's going on?
Hey, Dave. Good to be back. In the eastern sky during sunset, we have our sister planet Venus. Almost directly above us at sunset, we also have Jupiter, the largest planet in the solar system. And finally, in the eastern sky, around 7:25 p.m., we have the ringed giant Saturn. Now, our moon this week is waning, becoming a thin crescent by week's end.
Now, recently we've been accepting the fact that NASA's missions into space have been augmented by privately held spacecraft, essentially. And Christopher apparently has an update on emergency procedures with that, yeah?
Yeah, so this week we return to the wondrous halls of SpaceX and its visionary CEO, Elon Musk. The brains at SpaceX have been testing a remarkable new spacecraft escape system designed to save astronauts from a catastrophic failure of their spacecraft. Space travel is indeed dangerous, and astronauts accept the risks every time they fly into orbit. The most dangerous phase of space travel is liftoff, with most space disasters occurring on or above the launch pad. This new launch escape system is built into the Dragon capsule, SpaceX's own spacecraft. It is designed to detach from the rocket booster should a failure occur. This capsule will boost away at great speed from the failing rocket and deploy parachutes so that it can safely return the astronauts to Earth without injury.
Is there an upper level as to when this thing will no longer function, meaning it's so far out of the atmosphere it can't be deployed?
Well, that's a good point. In fact, this escape system is designed to be used inside the atmosphere during liftoff. Once the astronauts get into space, it's a whole different story.
Oh, and it sounds frightening just imagining that.
Yeah, just a little.
And so they've tested this thing?
Yeah. And the escape system performed flawlessly. The capsule went from 0 to 100 miles an hour in 1.2 seconds.
That's a bit faster than your car goes, I'm imagining.
Just a little.
What does NASA have to say about this thing?
Well, to say NASA was impressed would be an understatement. They are already considering the Dragon capsule as a spacecraft to fly American astronauts into space. With this new safety system, I'd say they nailed it. One NASA spokesman even went as far to say that this flight was unlike anything seen since the days of the Apollo program.
And when they tested it, people on board or no?
Oh, just a crash test dummy.
Probably a smart move.
Yeah.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you for the report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.